All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv Fluff Tube Edition. I'm with Bo Pony, man. Bo, big things happening. I'm watching this now and I'm going, holy cow, it looks like we're here. Taiwan is surrounded by China. I feel if China makes a move, everything you've talked about, stock market crash, the whole thing. I mean, they're getting ready. It looks like any day now. Could they do it on Memorial Weekend? I'm thinking this is a huge possibility. Also, we got the Pope coming out talking about aliens. There's so much happening. I can't even keep track. The House passing a bill to stop the Federal Reserve from the CDBC, whatever it is, digital currency. It's all unfolding right now. Folks, before we go any further, get your morning tick with Chuck Norris, baby. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Because I was until I started reading his ads. I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking in the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, folks, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. I have to say that on here. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link description below, chuckdefense.com/Nino. Get started, folks. All right, Bo. I'm sure people are waiting for me to read that. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's just go back in time. At the end of February, I think it's the 28th or something, very, very end of February, we said within 90 days, watch all hell break loose.
You and, did you say
know,
that.
March, April, May. And then so we're saying, you know, 90 days mark is the end of May, you know, say trickle into the first couple days of June here. But we're here. And so now we're seeing all hell break loose. And that's the bottom line. Why? Because we're not living in political times. These are biblical times. And so what we want to do is we want to take the Bible and we want to calculate what's written within the Bible. And all the calculations, like I've said before in prior podcasts, all of them, you know, were pointing to May. All of them were pointing to May that, you know, massive things are about to manifest as we head into mid to the end of May. And so look what we got going on here right now. So all heck is breaking loose. It looks horrible. It looks terrible. And so I was doing a little math this morning, and in order for this to turn out well, okay, I did a Google search, and this is kind of funny, because the Google search was the only way that something good could turn out this, Nino, is if we have what's called a black swan event, something that the global elite are not expecting. And what
from,
would that be?
From
that
God. Would be, it has to be from God.
Yes, exactly. And so if you Google, this is the funniest thing, the odds of a black, so the mathematicians, whoever these people are, right? The mathematical probability, the scientific mathematical probability of a black swan event manifesting is 1 in 24 trillion.
Of that favors us?
Just a black swan event that no one sees coming.
What? There's no way. I just googled it this morning. Like tomorrow.
No, because you're seeing it coming, right? But then, if God intervenes, that would be the black swan that no one saw coming. Get what I'm saying? So, like, there's a Kim Clement prophecy. You know, they will bring this nation to its knees. Okay, so that's what you're watching. You're watching they, and we'll talk about that in a minute, who they are, but they will bring this nation, the United States, to its knees. And so we're waiting for that moment in time. And so, you know, I listen to your podcast. I think you're the funniest guy and the smartest guy, both on YouTube. And that's how people love you, because you high IQ. And yet you bring humor into it with some beautiful accents that I can't even do, you know? So it's just beautiful watching you. It's like a master at work, right? Not only are you a master in the rink, you know, you do it on YouTube. And that's why people love you. But the point of the matter is, you know, you're fun to watch because you bring drama into the scene, because this is drama. This is intense stuff going on in the world. But at the same time too, we have to step back. You know, you want to do the 40,000 foot look down. Okay. It's interesting. The 40,000 foot look, you look down, you're like, wait a second, there's a bigger picture to all of this, right? You're like, wait a second. Like, you can get so, you can look at all the details and you can just see the details all look horrible, and the details add up to more bigger, horrible details. And that's what anything you look within the news and pull news clips on, it's all just, it starts at shitty and goes to horrible. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So John 10:10, you know, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's what we're describing. And then the other side of the equation is a comma. Then Jesus, but I, Jesus.
Do you comes think to give you this life, happens life more this abundantly. Week? I have a weird feeling about Memorial Weekend this weekend, man. I feel like they're already surrounding China. I mean, China's already surrounding Taiwan. It's like go time. I mean, it would be very symbolic of them to do it on this weekend, I feel.
Well, again, and so we're at a crunch.
It's just a guess.
Yeah, folks. And all of this is a guess, because I've said on prior pod, watch the next 90 days. And so far, that's been a big, huge check mark. But again, I've said it, and like last many podcasts, that this event that's about to go down, no one knows the day or the hour of it, because God will not reveal. It's like when what happened at the Red Sea. If anybody knew that the Red Sea was the biggest trap in human history to Pharaoh, right? Pharaoh would never have gone in. Instead, Pharaoh got suckered in, and he willingly walked in to be destroyed, right? And so all of this is the biggest chess move in human history by the hand of God to make these evil ones walk into the greatest trap in human history. So all of this is very interesting, but the mathematical, which I think is funny as heck, the mathematical probability of this turning out well based on these people's math is 1 in 24 trillion. It's a joke. But I'm saying is, it everything looks horrible because our odds of winning this are 1 in 24 trillion. And guess who wins? God. So that's the funny part about all of this, right? It's just the odds are stacked up against us, because what we really need, Nino, is a miracle. Well, who is the master of miracles? God. You see, so when God shows up, the impossible happens. And what is the impossible? They're miracles, right? So we're soon to witness signs, miracles, and wonders. Are we going to witness it this weekend? I'm telling you, there's a huge probability that everything I'm looking at is the trigger event could go down as early as this Sunday, maybe even Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend. So something could go down this weekend. There is a possibility if this event goes down, okay, if this event goes down, we're going to see silver next week, potentially. It could double in price. I have a target for May of $68, which means it would have to literally double in a single day, and that would be next week. Now, don't hold me to it, because let's say it happens in June. Oh, horrible. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
Well,
Silver is going to go to $68 in a single day. I've done videos on how that's going to happen. Now, if it happens in the month of May, June's going to bring double that. Okay. So what I'm saying is, the only way that this could ever happen, because silver and gold are not allowed to go up in the Babylonian money system. Okay. We talk about the money. You've talked about the Federal Reserve. You talk about central bank digital currency. See, all of this is a Babylonian control system. And my simple question to you, Nino, is how do they build Babylon? With the Federal Reserve's money. Okay. The Federal Reserve built Babylon with money created out of thin air. Period. Okay. So if nothing changes, then Babylon stands, and they continue with their plans. It's going to go from worse to horrible. That would happen.
Hold on. So right here, a friend sent me this. It says alert channel, Chinese state TV prepares public for Taiwan war. And he's had perfect weekend for it. Now this was sent to me, and then Tuesday morning, recording breaking market crash incoming watch. So people are this is from an outside source that just sent me this. Like, this, they don't know we're doing this podcast right now. I mean, it's impossible for them to know that. And there, people are preparing for this. So, not saying this will happen. I'm not predicting anything, but people are like, uh-oh. And if, well, it ain't this weekend, it's coming. I mean,
well, look at the Kim Clement prophecy, right? He says they will bring this nation to its knees. Kim Clement, I just know some of these prophecies off the top of my head. And the other prophecy was specifically, what did he say? He goes, watch gold, but he also said, watch the number 20,000. That would mean the Dow would have to take a 50% haircut in a matter of a few days for this to happen. So the Dow could take a 50% haircut. I don't care if the Dow takes a 50% haircut, but Kim Clement said, watch 20,000. And then the moment after that, you're going to see silver blow like you've never seen before. And so could all of this manifest right here, you know, right now? It says, because the prophecy was, I'll bring this, they will bring this nation to its knees. But then you will hear the sound of great victory.
All right.
One in 24 trillion.
One in 24 trillion chance we got, folks. I like the odds. I'll bet with it. I'm betting with God.
And I'm literally devoted to what I do. I know what I'm doing. And I put my financial position on what I stand on. And I put it all on God.
Let's go. I'm with you on that. I'm with you. I'll double down.
It's going to be awesome because these people are walking into the greatest trap in human history. So let's get into some of the screens here. I want to talk further because this will help answer some of your questions. But check this out. So doing some a little more homework this weekend. And so, you know, you're bringing up China. And for some reason, China was on my mind yesterday. So I put this slide together. And today, boom, you're bringing up China. So what a coincidence, because there aren't any, right? So check this out. So where's China in the Bible? Okay, so it's Revelation 13, verse 4. And it says, and they worshipped the dragon. Guess who's paying off everybody in
China?
Guess who's paying off everybody? So they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. So you see, so China is giving power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, and here it is, this is what it is, and saying, who is like the beast? Who can fight against it? Only this God. Is how powerful. That's right. You see, so Revelation 13, 4 is literally what we're talking about. Who can fight against this? And you answered it.
It's God. God. I didn't want you. You want me to answer it
you
again?
You answered it. No, you said it. You nailed it. You nailed it. You know, you nailed it. This is only God can stop what's coming. So we need a 1 in a 24 trillion chance. And it's coming because the bottom line is God's a winner. He's lining up everything to take these people down. So they're but it's beautiful because, you know, what is the Bible? It actually is it was written at the beginning about the end, and we're watching end times manifest, and we're watching.
I can't believe we are in, and this is to me just amazing that we're alive right now.
Yeah.
To witness this.
Yes, but this is exciting too, because we're about to step into some fantastic stuff, because remember, it's not all doom and gloom, and really, like, it's like the point of Revelation is, if you start understanding it, it's actually good news, it's not bad news, because the bad news is for what I put in yellow here, it's for they. Who is they? It's for they, them, there. When God says, my children who are called by my name, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then you will hear from heaven. So we will hear from heaven. People, we're about to hear from heaven. God's going to forgive our sins, and he's going to heal our land. I'm telling you, I'm not making this stuff up. This is scriptural. I'm simply stating what is written. So forget about the news. I'm telling you what's written. Second Chronicles says it. Second Chronicles tells me directly, God's going to heal our land if we turn from our wicked ways and we fulfill Second Chronicles. So that's critical important. But right now, who's they? If you read Revelation 2, verse 9, they say they J people. Are. They say they are the J-E, you know, okay. Same word here. Okay. Read it. You can read it. But they are not. They are from the synagogue of Satan. That's who they are, okay? These people are these ones right here. They're the Khazarians.
Okay, be careful here.
I'm not saying anymore, okay? Yeah. I'm just showing you. JFK talked about them. You can read the articles, right? All the stuff, research is all there, Okay, but nothing else needs to be said about this, but this goes back all the way to creation. Okay, when you read scriptures, Ephesians, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. And furthermore, if you read the Geneva Bible, King James removed this. That's a wonderful King James. Oh, it's the best Bible, King James. No, he removed it out of arrogance because it actually stated in the King James that it actually stated the princes of darkness. That's who we're fighting.
They were the highest worldly governors, right? Yeah, well, there it is.
And the princes that support them, which are the fallen ones.
So they removed the wording, right?
Yes. They removed the wording, the princes of darkness.
That's right. I had Sheila Holmes on talking about this as well. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. Wow.
So this is, we've got spiritual battles. Right now, everybody is supporting China. Why? Because China gave power to the beast. So who's the beast? Okay, so we got to understand the definitions of things. Who's the beast? Well, I told you, this is the beast right here. The beast is right here. It's Mystery Babylon. That's your beast. Okay, the beast controls the seven hills. That beast controls the church, the family, the financials, Federal Reserve, education, look what's going on, government, entertainment, media. So the beast is Mystery Babylon, and that's the Daniel 2 prophecy. And what it states is Babylon falls, the last piece of the prophecy. So you're like, I can't believe we're living in these times. And how awesome is it? Because we're going to watch this, Nino. We're going to watch the 1 in 24 trillion chance.
Boom.
This is the 1 in 20. I'm just making the number. This is what they made the number up. But I find the number 24 interesting because this happens. How would they pick the 1 in 24 trillion? And this happens to be the year 2024.
Wow. No coincidences, folks.
I'm just telling you, this stuff's crazy, right? And so let's take it further, okay? So some of the Kim Clement prophecies, what he stated was very clear, okay? China will rise up against the United States and Israel.
Jeez.
Using Iran as the proxy. Going to repeat that. China is going to go after the United States and Israel, but they use Iran as the proxy.
So they'll be backing Iran.
Yeah, so they're backing. So everything Iran is doing right now and has been doing since October of last year is literally funded by China. And who's China? Back to what we said right here. They're the dragon.
Damn.
How incredible is this, right? So we're watching prophecy being fulfilled. And then this is the
And
cool
think
part.
About all the Chinese military-aged men coming through the southern border right now. Wow.
Well, and on top of that, check this out, right? What's wrong with China and the China? This is the problem with China. I literally did this. What is... So there's either Christ or Antichrist. You're either with Jesus. Eventually, people are going to... There's no more sitting on the fence. Either, you know, you believe there's Jesus and he's God or he's not. And so the point is there's two sides ultimately. In when you take it to the extremes, there's only God, Jesus, and there's no God, right? Antichrist. And so of all the... Look at this. Check this. If I zoom in on this screen here, look, if I pull this up right here, look at this. The percentage of population that is Christian. So all of these, the major countries in the world, okay, all the major populations, look at this. 5%, 79, 80, 80, 70, 90, 50, 70, 60s. So basically 70s, 80s, 90s. And then there's like 5% of people in all of China are Christian. See, yeah. So it's not, I'm not saying this is against the people. I'm showing you that the political establishment does not allow Christianity in China. Why? So that's what? Anti-God. That's anti-Jesus. Get it? And so that's exactly what you're seeing going on with China specifically. That's why they're referenced scripturally in Revelation 13:4 as the dragon. Now, furthermore, so we're looking for the fall because the dragon is supporting the beast. And so we're looking for the beast to fall with the dragon. So what are we looking for? The prophecy further states that, this is cool, Russia will betray China.
Wow. And they're making a pact right now. Putin
That's
just flew
right.
in to see Xi Jinping.
Because think about this from a strategic alignment position, right? Russia knows that what is China's number one goal, and they are slow moving.
World takeover. They don't care about Russia.
There it is right here. Exactly. Their whole plan is world takeover. Okay. So Russia knows this, that ultimately, you know, my friend's enemy is my friend. You know that saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the point is, Russia knows that once they get...
So they're going to team up right now to take out America, and then ultimately they're going to go against each other. They both know it.
That's right, because if Russia allows it to continue to be buddy-buddy with China, Russia knows ultimately China's going to backstab Russia. So
100%.
The question is, who backstabs who first? And so there you go. So the prophecy is Russia is not going to go for the deal, and they're going to backstab China, and all the BRICS plans fall apart. So this is how this is all coming together. This is now wild, because now we live in political times, biblical times. So let's look at what just happened, okay? So we had the eclipse, which happened on April 8th. 40 days from the eclipse, look what happened.
Yep.
Pentecost, right? 40 days from the, I said, what? Something's going to go down on Pentecost.
You did say
May
that.
19th.
You did say that.
And Israel's president is dead. And on that same day, Iran's president's dead, and Israel's, sorry, it's his president, should be prime minister, is arrested or arrest warrant was issued for him. Okay. So all of this went down on Pentecost. Why? Because it's a biblical time point. It's a 40-day time point. Why? Because the last time we had this happen, oil went to negative $38 a barrel 4 years ago. Remember, we're stepping into the great redo of 2020. So 2020, oil went to negative $38 a barrel. 30 days later, the George Floyd riots broke out, pieces taken from the earth, and then you have every single riot you can imagine manifest, including war, that has been ongoing ever since Pentecost of the year 2020. So now we have Pentecost manifest again, and look what happened. So Iran, why is this critical? Because Iran has been playing flag boy with China. They've been planning, and they've been funded by China to do what they're doing right now. And their systems now, however this plays out, I don't know, but I just know that Iran's president is dead. And just like when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, within 2 years, Roe v. Wade was overturned. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And that happened on Rosh Hashanah. So what I'm saying is, these are critical time points. Those people that want this PDF podcast, please just get your phone out, pause the screen. This is all yours for free. So what God revealed to me about, again, it's written, it is written, it is written. Now, why this is important? Because at Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus and he got baptized, right? So this is cool, because what God revealed was, that's when he actually went into the wilderness. But I didn't realize this. Jesus went into the wilderness and he was in there for 40 days. And then after 40 days, that's when the Satan came upon him and challenged
him,
tempted him three times. And each time he says, it is written, it is written, it is written. So what I'm saying is that time point would have been this past weekend. And now we're stepping into an incredibly important time point. So that takes me to where this spring. So spring ends June 20th.
I thought it was 20th.
Yeah,
21st.
Okay. Whatever. So spring is going to do something that's going to be mind. Spring is going to bring the 1 in 24 trillion chance of something going down in the world that's going to cause the world this July to go, what the heck just happened? In addition to that, there will be many, 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 I'm going to use the word many, 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 many times, millionaires this July. Because
why?
The
because
wealth
they have
transferred,
gold.
Because the wealth, cryptos, silver, and gold, the wealth transferred will manifest. Okay. So whatever happens, God's going to take down the system as we know it. We're going to see a massive wealth transfer bringing millionaires, many millionaires in the month of July. It's going to be hysterically awesome, and people are going to be celebrating that you can't even imagine. Things are going to change, like, and so we're banking on God here, because that's our only option. That's all we got at the Red Sea. All they had was God, because they were finished otherwise. So that takes me to the calculations for Pentecost. So let's pay attention here, because Pentecost, there's three possibilities that are critical because of the calendars. This is crazy, but this is true, because if you look at 2020, Pentecost was lined up with Easter. This time it's like wacko. They're like so far apart. So we've got at least two calendars, maybe three going on. And so why I'm saying that is because Pentecost, the first possibility was we just passed last weekend, which was May 19th. And we saw what happened there. The next Pentecost is this coming week. And that would be this Tuesday. The reason this Tuesday is critical, because it's actually 50 days from the eclipse. And then the next one after that is 50 days from April 20th, the other Passover, and that would be June 11th. But all of this transpires, Nino, in spring, before the end of spring and June and summer starting, okay? So I don't care what's going down in the world. I'm telling you, it's going to go ugly. It's going to go scary. Whatever is going to go down. But it's really critical. It's interesting here. Another coincidence. Like I said, the math is all adding up, because the petrodollar contract that Kissinger signed with the United States, the petrodollar, because we moved away from gold. So we were fiat. And then we went petrodollar contract this June 9th. So next, what's the week from now? Week 10 days from now? Yeah. Okay. June 9th, or 2 weeks from now, is the end of the 50-year contract. In other words, 50 years comes to an end, but it's wild because Saudis have already, you know, Saudis make up the petro in the dollar, but there's
wow, the Saudis, so they're going to dump everything.
Well, the Saudis have left, right? They're part of the BRICS. Jeez. And so the Saudis are a part of the BRICS. So we're nothing. So the US dollar is nothing but, you know, you can call it the SHIT dollar, okay? Because it's nothing but paper. It is, because there's no more petro in it. It's only fiat. BRICS have left. And this June 9th officially completes the 50-year mark for that contract to be signed. And then this is incredible, because how does this stuff happen unless it's by godly design? What I'm saying is this right here. So you have the six-day war was how many days? 6 days. On the seventh day, Israel rested. Why? They won the war. Why I'm saying that is because the six-day war, guess what day ended on? June 9th. June 9th of 1967. You take 7 years forward, Nino, and that same day, the petrodollar contract was signed. Jeez. You go 50 years forward, and that's 2 weeks from now. You see, so it's the seven-year cycle of revelation is critical to all of this manifesting in our world. So something's about to go down. A black swan event is very possible. Does it go down Memorial Weekend? Who knows? I don't know, but I expect something. I honestly believe in my heart something goes down in the month of May.
Yeah, I'm kind of on board with that too.
Something is going to go down in the month of May, because
it's already going down. I mean, they're surrounding. Well, I mean, the Iranian president's dead. That's big, and then they're surrounding China. Something already went down in May.
Well, yes, but
so it's not about, you know, if something happens, it already happened. I mean, we're in it.
Yes, and then there's three prophetic voices that have said, and I personally heard a couple of years ago, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean June Day. No, it says Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. So literally something's expected to go down in the month of May. I don't know what to tell you, but I find all this fascinating. And that takes me back to this right here, okay? So we had the Revelation 12 sign. Okay, Revelation 12 sign happened when? In 2017. What is that? That's the starry alignment when Virgo, Mary, gives birth to Jesus. This sign happened in 3 BC when Jesus was born. This sign happened 2,000 years later in September of 2017. It's interesting, but when you read that scripture, with specifically Revelation 12, verse 3, it says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon." China, see?
Yeah.
Having, here it is, 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns. Add it up. 7 heads, 7 crowns is 14. 10 heads is
what?
24.
Yeah.
God revealed through Janie Seguin that that is the year that God intervenes upon the world and the new era is birthed. So this manifests 7 years from 2017, which means that this is cool. You know the song Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, I love that song.
Nino, this is a prophecy about the year 2024, May.
How do you figure that?
Okay, so I'm going to send you the link.
Led Zeppelin? Are you talking about Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, no, okay, yeah. So the prof, it was a prophecy. People are going to, this is, it was a prophecy given, and then the music industry took the prophecy and threw music on it and did whatever they did to it. So you play
put a spell in there. Crap.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But the bottom line is the reason the song is the most played song in history of singles is because it's a prophecy.
Is it really the most played song?
Yes. I'm going to send you the interview I did with Janie. It's going to freak you out. But the words were very specific. It's, you know, everything going on right now, it's right in the scripture. It's right in the, it's in the song.
Is that really the most played song?
Yeah, it is the most played single in history in the United States.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And so it's, this is the words in the song. It's just, and please, if you could be so kind, I'm going to send you a link, post it in the description box so people can listen to the whole interview. But we actually go through like 3 lines and then the interpretation that God gives on the actual prophecy of what God's actually saying. It's mind blowing. But one of the key takeaways is this, of what's going on in May, Nino. It's like, you're freaking out about what's going on in May. It was written 50 years ago. And this is what God had to say about May. It's just a spring cleaning.
Jeez. For the May
Queen. For the May Queen. This is wild because think about it. Mary, you know, remember this miracle of Fatima, right? So now you want to talk about, you know, Vatican a little bit. Let's get to this topic. So the miracle happened in what? 1917. At 100 years, you know?
Yeah.
2017. There it is.
2017, yeah.
There it is. Miracle of Fatima right there. 1917 at 100 years. There is your Revelation 12 sign. None of this is a coincidence.
Wait, Fatima was in 1917?
Yeah, yeah. 100 years to the mark is 2017.
And that's what the children that saw Fatima said, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then you add 7 years to that from 2017 is, boom, May 2024.
Oh my gosh.
So, and the big lie about the Vatican is this, is the Pope. Okay.
Let's talk about that for a second. Are we going to pivot now?
Yes, we're finishing up on the Vatican right here. So this is what a lot of Catholics are going to be offended by this, but you know, sometimes the truth hurts. Okay. Cause I was born Catholic. I was all into this stuff. I was up there with the priest and,
yeah,
you know, you did the same thing too, Nino. Okay. So yep. Understand, you know, just because you're born into something doesn't mean you need to stay there. Okay. And so that's why God gives us wisdom. What I'm saying is, if something from the onset is founded upon a lie or a fraud, no matter how long it goes, you can go
be careful here with Fluff Tube on this stuff.
Yeah, you can go 1,000 years, 2,000 years. It's a FRA.
Yeah.
Lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. Let's just say that. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter how long it is. You can scream the lie as much as you want, but it's still a lie. You know that, right? You know,
right.
But that's
right.
the And so what I'm saying is, the Catholic religion was built on Peter the pebble, not Peter the rock.
Ah, okay.
Okay. And this is the critical crunch of it here. It says, upon this rock, I will build my church. Upon this rock, when he stated that, he says, you know, Jesus said to Peter, who do you think I am? And Peter answered Jesus, and he says, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. That's what the answer was. And he says, upon that revelation, what you just said, I'm going to build my church upon me, the Messiah, upon the revelation that just came out of your mouth. I'm going to build my entire church on that. So God's going to build his kingdom on the kingdom of Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Peter wasn't the rock. He was a pebble. My point is, you know, Peter, if anything, was, you know, asked to follow him. But you want him to talk about a special person? It's Mary.
Yeah.
Why I'm saying is Mary special is because very interesting, because it's several things. It says scripturally, it says, honor thy mother and father. Okay, well, Jesus honored his mother and father. But also pay attention, people, Catholics. My question to the Catholics is, have you bowed down to Mary in church? If you have, then you've been worshiping an idol. Now, if you've prayed to Mary and you love her, that's fine. That's honor. If you bow down to Mary in church, you're idol worshiping. Look at the examples on the left, okay? The Pope bowing, that's idol worship. That's why the Pope and the Catholic Church remove, this is crazy, Nino. Moses comes down Mount Sinai with 10 commandments. The Catholics get a hold of it. They remove the second one because they're smarter than God. The Catholics remove the second commandment. What was it? Idol worship. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Wow, they that's all people do today, man.
Yeah, and then and they took number.
Did you
10.
Hear about the German church that had Taylor Swift? They were basically playing her music and showing her in church so they could get young members involved or bring in more churchgoers that were of the youth. So they were playing Taylor Swift music, and I mean that was disgusting to me.
Oh, I walked by a church here. We took a little weekend off. My wife, a month or two ago, went to Laguna. I went to La Jolla, and we walked around there, very little, pretty cute little town. Walked in front of a church, and you wouldn't believe, rather than having scriptures on the front of the church, they had phrases of like some of these rock stars on the front of the church.
That's unbelievable,
are you,
man.
Are you kidding me? Right? And then there's rainbows everywhere on this church. Yep. And I'm like, what? I'm like just walking by the church. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's insanity what's going on in this world here. But this is the thing, right? And so you've got all this, but this is the deal right here. Okay. So you got to read. It's Revelation 17, verse 4. It says, evil at the top of the Vatican will lead billions of Catholics to the Antichrist and mark of the beast. Okay.
Who said that? That's the third seal.
I'm gonna read Revelation, actually, Revelation 17, verse 4. A woman, the Catholic Church is the woman, was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Look at this picture, people. A woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations. The Catholic Church is Revelation 17, verse 4. The Catholic Church was in bed and in handshakes with Hitler. My point is, none of this history repeats itself. The Catholic Church in end times will lead people to the Antichrist.
Which they're doing right now.
The final pope. Please, people, Google the prophecy of Saint Malachi. The prophecy of Saint Malachi foretold the next 112 popes with precision. It didn't skip a beat. It nailed every single pope for the past 900 plus years. Not one miss. And it described each pope that would exist from like whenever the prophecy, it was from like the 1100s. It didn't miss one pope. This is the final pope. But my question to you is the last part of the prophecy. Let's read this right here. This is the final pope. In the final persecution of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, there will reign Petrus Romanus, who will feed his flock amid many tribulations. Okay, we're witnessing these things. After which the seven hills, I showed you the seven hills, finance, Catholic, okay, the religion, those seven hills will be destroyed. And the dreadful judge, listen closely here, the dreadful judge will judge the people. The end. Mm. Now, I want to explain this to you. You need to understand this, please, people. The dreadful judge is Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ isn't the dreadful judge if you are my children who are called by my name. You see, if you understand the use of that word, God is two things. We can kind of wrap it up here. God is love. Jesus Christ is love, but he's also judge. You see, at the end, he comes to do what? What does he do? You know, he judges. He comes at the end to judge.
But I just
the
find
living
it.
And the dead. So my point, I want to finish the last sentence here is, so if he's going to, why would he come to judge the Catholic Church? Ask yourself, why would he come to judge the Catholic Church? He should come to love them, but he doesn't. He comes to judge them for what they did. Please continue, Nino.
Yeah, and you see the Pope right now bringing out the alien disclosure and talking about, we need to look at them as our brethren and apparitions. And I mean, this is just, look at the timing of this all coming out right now. I mean, it's just crazy that this is where we're at. And you have to pay attention to this stuff. That's why I bring you on, because people appreciate you. I appreciate you, but you really have to look at all sides of this war. It's a spiritual war. Bo, I just want to say,
I would say this, you know, again, none of this is my opinion. Go back and try to, I challenge all your viewers, go back and try to disprove what I'm saying. Go try to disprove those scriptures. I gave you scripture after scripture, an explanation of them, so you understand what's happening, okay? We're at a moment in time where we are in end times. We're not in the tribulation, so no, don't freak out, okay? We're in, where we are is literally the fall of Babylon and the birth of God's kingdom, okay? And the odds of that, based on their math, is 1 in 24 trillion,
damn.
Okay? It's a joke, but my point is, the odds are against us, but who's on our side? The winner of all games. The winner of all winners, who's never lost, Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, they're on our team, on our side, and God is playing five-dimensional chess on all these people. And they're doing no different than Pharaoh. Remember, China is no different. Listen closely. China is no different than Pharaoh. China is the present day pharaohs. And so, and the beast. And so what's about to happen? God's about to do what he did to Pharaoh. So, you know, what we can kind of wrap it up on this, you know, stand still as much as we, you know, we are to pray, you know, Second Chronicles, even my children who are humble, you know, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek his face, know Jesus, and turn from their wicked ways. This was the crux, Roe v. Wade. We did it. We've overturned Roe v. Wade. Then we will hear from heaven. God will forgive our sins.
God is giving favor once again.
Right. So God's going to make the impossible. He's going to make the impossible possible. That's what's about to happen. And we need it. And so that takes us to the Red Sea miracle moment, because at the Red Sea, there was no way out. And so Moses said, stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord, for he will work for you today. The present day Egyptians who you see before you, soon you shall never see again. And here it is. The Lord, that's written in Second Chronicles, will fight for you. And then Leviticus tells us, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. Petrodollar contract is 50 years, June. Roe v. Wade is beyond 50 years already. We are in this 50-year window of time where God's about to strike. We don't know the day or the hour, but 7 years from the Revelation 12 sign is now. So, you know, God bless you, Nino, for all you do. God wins. I don't care what happens, whatever goes down, stand still and know that God's got this. So don't freak out. Okay. So whatever happens, however ugly it looks here, whatever, I don't know how it's going to go down, just know God's got this. And you know, when it's going to go dark, it's supposed to, and when the lights come back on, you will hear the sound of great victory. And come this July, you're going to go, what the heck just happened?
Peace. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, folks. I'm going to try to put this up tomorrow or Sunday. Got to set it to editing, and then make sure we're clean. Bo, awesome stuff, man. I love having
you
on.
You know, I love you, Nino.
Well,
you
I got a feeling we're going to be going again probably next week. You know, I have some. I got fun. A strange feeling. Just a feeling. But
listen to this podcast a couple of times. We covered so much.
Yeah.
But I wanted to put it all in there today.
Bo, thank you.
Thank you.